you guys are prolific, I'll tell you that. There's a ton of kids up here. That's a good thing. So, Dan, thank you for being here with us, man. You can see why he's one of my favorite speakers, can't you? So he's going to do a little wrap-up, and then he's going to pray for us.
Thanks, Tom. Tough to follow that act, isn't it? Thanks for the ovation. I didn't hear that when I did the Vikings joke this morning, but guess that's what I'm working with, right? It's been a great week, guys. Thank you. Thank you for your engagement. Thank you for opening your hearts, opening your minds, opening yourself to what God would do with you. You took a week out of your life to meet God in the wilderness. And God does his best work in preparing people in the wilderness to send them back out to expand the kingdom. One of the things I said to you right away is, when you come this week, I don't want this to be informational. I want it to be transformational. That when you leave here this week, the Spirit has done a work in your life and you are changed and you are more conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And we started the week by just saying, God is trustworthy. Go, Moses, just go. You can trust me. And then we saw the next generation, and they made some pretty poor choices, but God said, I'm still trustworthy. And even though you make poor choices in your life, which we will, and which we do, he says, God is still with us. And then we meet Moses, and we realize that there are going to be times in our life where we are in a situation and we're in a pickle. We're not knowing what to do. We feel like we're confined. We don't know how to get out, that this world is crashing down on us, and we find out that God is the deliverer. He will rescue us. And you remember what we said? The one scripture you'll never find in all of the Bible, what is it? God will not panic. God doesn't panic. And neither should his children. And then we found out what you said earlier, manna, one day at a time. Yesterday, we can grieve it, we can celebrate it, but we got to move on. Tomorrow, we got no promises. We'll deal with tomorrow. He's entrusted us today to live for him today. And he says, I will provide for you today. And then today we receive the challenge, and that God is faithful. The promise he made to Abraham, he fulfilled to this next generation, but they had to take a step in first. We all have fears in our life. And God says, but you take that first step, and guess what? I'm already there waiting for you. We got a dad who's waiting to catch us when we step in the water. And he's going to lead us to the promised land. And he's always, always faithful. You guys, you came to the wilderness for 1 week. God does his best work in the wilderness. But there's going to be moments, and when you go home, remember the false narrative and the true narrative? The father of lies is going to say, no, come back into this world. Don't believe that. We've got worries over here. He's a punk. Tell him to get out of your life. You're a child of God. I love you guys. I'm going to put my email up here because you've become friends. And I want to know what's going on in your life. And I want to share in that. And if there's prayer requests that you have, or if there's something you want me to pray for, if there's any way that I can serve you, would you please let me know? Or if there's things that are great that are happening in your life, I want to celebrate with you. So there's my email address. Or if you just go to Autumn Ridge Church in Rochester, you can find it there too. But Claire and I have come to love you. By the way, she did leave. She had to go back to work. She didn't leave me. But I love you, most importantly. God loves you. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may he lift up his countenance upon you and give you his incredible incredible peace. God bless you guys.